Welcome to Jess Williamson, the podcast where we build businesses for life. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Honestly, I have been getting so many messages from all of you listening to this podcast and sharing how much you are loving it. And I have been overwhelmed by how many new friends we have hanging out here. So I wanted to firstly acknowledge all of you for listening to all of these episodes every single week. Honestly, it means more than you know, and I may not always hear from you, but I can see the downloads. And honestly, it is so much more than a number to me because I know you are on the other side listening to this. And that is why I show up here every single week to bring as much value as I can to help you reach your whole new level of success and so much more. So I just wanted to say a huge thank you, and every single message from you guys honestly makes my day. And some of them actually make me really teary. So always feel free to reach out at jess.williamson8 on Instagram. And I just want to say I love you and I appreciate you. Now, today's episode is a little bit of a different one. And always on this podcast, I always want to bring the vulnerability, the behind the scenes of my business. And so today is a real and raw one, but it is jam-packed with so much lessons, so many impactful insights that I want to leave you with as well. And that is the topic of taking a break. Now, right now, you have probably seen on my social media that I have a lot going on right now. I'm running an incredible free 3-day mini course next week, which I am so excited about. And it allows me to bring you so much more value in a different way because we get the visual element as well. So if you have not registered for that yet, and make sure you do, we're going to put the link in the show notes and you'll be able to catch the replays for that as well. I am also running my nationwide book tour, which I am so excited. There is like less than a week until I get on that plane and head all over the country to come and squeeze you all in real life. And secondly, if you do want to come, that would be so incredibly epic. So the link is in the show notes. I'll be in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and Perth, and I cannot wait for that. If you can't make it, don't worry. I'm going to be sharing all the behind the scenes on my social media. So stay tuned for that. Now, in addition to all of that, I am running a mastermind with my incredible clients. I have my one-on-one clients that I'm serving and my incredible Heck Yes membership ladies that I show up in my fullest to serve and support as I go. Also, just in case we all forgot, including myself, I am also human and I need some time to sleep and eat and spend time with my partner, my family, loved ones, friends, go to the beach, exercise, all of the above, right? Now, I'm sure you can relate. You might not be running a book tour right now, but I'm sure you can relate because I don't think any business owner has ever said, wow, I've got nothing to do right now. Like, I'm sure you're nodding your heads along right now. So today I wanted to really, really talk about the importance of taking a break because the reality is the to-do list will never be done, but one day our lives will be. And this is a motto I honestly came up with when I was at the beach, how ironic, but it's really a motto that I live by because so often we can get stuck in this cycle of when the work is done, then I can rest. When I achieve XYZ, then I'll take a break. And the day is never coming. The day is never coming, right? And so we can continue waiting for the day, or we can say, all right, today is the day that I get to take a break. Now, that might look like taking a break from your business. That might look like just taking a break from certain elements. And so I wanted to pull back the curtains on where I'm at in my business right now. And my book journey is taking a lot of my energy. I would say probably 80% of my energy is going there. And that means that something has to give. Because while we can have everything, we also have a certain amount of energy to give everything each day. And when we spread ourselves so thin, we actually don't really give our energy to anything. And so sometimes we need to make decisions on, right now, I'm choosing to put a lot more energy into my book, my incredible book tour, and my clients. And maybe that means that something else I need to take energy from, right? And so what I've decided to do is I am going to be going on a couple of weeks break from the podcast. Not forever though, don't worry, but I am going on a couple of weeks for the podcast because what I felt that I was getting into was this habit of I need to record a podcast episode. I love showing up every week for you guys. I have so much to say, but I was feeling like I was starting to lean into this rush energy. And something that I think is really important as business owners is because if we are just doing things to tick off a box to say, yes, I did that today, I did that today, I did that today, then we're not showing up with intention, are we? And I know for a fact that when I am jet setting across the country, I am not going to have as much energy or intention to show up on this podcast. So that's one reason. So what I want you to start to think about is, what areas of your business do you want to intentionally give your energy right now? Now, the way that I look at this is we have different seasons in our business. Maybe you're in a massive growth season and you need to put most of your energy into your social media, into your visibility channels, into getting yourself on podcasts, into collaborations, all of the things that are going to build your visibility so that you can grow. Maybe you're in a foundation stage where you're either just starting out or you're now reaching that next level where you need to set up and build those foundations that are going to allow you to get to the next level, which sometimes that looks like a little bit less on the visibility side, a little bit less on the social media, while I still want to say we want to be consistent always, but maybe sometimes we need to bring that energy back inwards and set up our foundations. So there's going to be different seasons that we can flow through in business. Maybe that looks like, okay, right now I'm in a phase of delivery. I'm delivering to my clients. I'm delivering my best. And so what you can start to think about is, what season am I in right now? Or what season am I stepping into? And what areas of my business need my focus and energy most? This is how we can truly control our growth in business as well. So start to think about where you want to be putting your energy. Now, the second part to this is, once you've identified, so for me, I identified, this is my visibility stage, my book promotions, my book tour, and all of the logistics that are going into that, as well as delivering to my clients. But that then meant that I was doing less business building, less business visibility in general, while my book is definitely doing that for me. It wasn't my usual streams of visibility. So once you've identified what areas you need to focus on to have that growth, because we know the 80-20 rule says that 80% of your results come from 20% of your input, and you want to really be looking at where that 20% is going, then we need to also identify what things no longer require our energy. What things are no longer coming with us at that next level? Or what things do we just need to pause on for right now? So for me, I'm choosing to pause on the podcast right now. And what I realized was, I actually have not taken a break on this podcast since I started it back in early 2020. Can you believe 4 years I have been here every single week? Some weeks I have done 2 or 3 episodes for the last 4 years. There is over 200 episodes here. And I realized, and I stopped and asked myself, what is the reason why I haven't taken a break? Other people run podcasts where they do a season and then they take a big break and then they do another season. Other people also do similar to me, where you just have regular episodes every single week. But I stopped and asked myself, Why haven't I taken a break? Because it's not crazy to take a break from time to time. And one, it was because I just hadn't ever asked myself this question. What do I need to pull back my energy on so I can give energy to other things? But two, I realized that I had this subconscious belief playing out automatically behind the scenes around, if I pause on the podcast, I am going to lose my momentum. I'm going to lose all my listeners. I'm going to lose everything. And maybe you feel the same too around something that you know intuitively you need to maybe pause or let go of altogether. But you're telling yourself the narrative that if I pause or let go of it, I'm going to lose all of my momentum. I'm going to lose all my success. 2 years ago, I was running my original membership, my Dreamers and Doers membership. And in my heart, I knew that it wasn't coming with me at that next level. And I sat on it for a good 6 months before I truly pulled the plug and made the decision to close that membership completely. So do a little audit of your business. What is no longer coming with you at the next level? What maybe just needs to pause on the energy for now so that you can give energy to other areas? And know that by pausing on certain things, you are not going to lose any of your momentum. I know that when I come back in a few weeks, I'm not going forever, but when I come back in a few weeks with new insights, with new energy, with new creativity that I've gained from giving myself space, I'm going to be able to deliver so much more value and show up for you guys in my fullest. So actually, by me being able to take a break, it's going to allow me to give you more. It's going to bring me so many new ideas. I cannot wait for the episode where I say, hello, I am back and here's what has been happening. Because I always know whenever I go on holidays, I have my best ideas. I'm sure you have your best ideas when you're in the shower or when you're driving. And so when we can allow ourselves some space, it actually allows us to say, hey, how do I want to do this? How often do you get in this mode of, I'm just going through the motions. This is how I've always done it, so let me continue doing it that way. By giving ourselves space, we can see things from a new perspective. We can actually ask ourselves, if I was starting from scratch, how would I do it? That is how we allow ourselves to continually innovate, continually grow, and continue to create bigger results for ourselves in our own business, right? So if you take anything from today's episode, it is that our energy is a finite resource. While we can expand our energy, if you haven't listened to my past episode around energy management, we can expand our energy, but we only have so much that we can spread ourselves thin throughout our day across all the different projects and things that we want to do. And so sometimes we need to regain some of our energy so we can give it back to other areas. Now, two, we need to also give ourselves a break. If you are in deep in hustle mode and you haven't had a break and you've been working 7 damn days, go and take 2 days off. One time, one of my incredible clients, Jen in Sydney, she came to me and she was saying, Jess, I've got my kids, I'm doing the school things, I'm doing a full-time job, I'm juggling a really successfully growing business, and I am just overwhelmed. A lot is happening. And she came to me thinking that I was going to tell her to get better organized, when actually I told her, go and book yourself 2 days. Get out of your normal environment. Go have a break. She said, great, I'm going to go to Manly. I'm going to book a hotel for 2 days. And I said, do not work. I said, at least for the first day, take it as a reset. So if you've been waiting for permission, I'm giving it to you right now. Give yourself a break. Let go of the things that are not coming with you. Or just pause, because the work will be there when you come back. Right now, I'm sitting here in a bikini on a Friday afternoon because I just went to the beach. I have the most things on my to-do list that I have ever probably had. I'm not going to lie. It's 1 week before I go around the entire country. I'm doing this book tour basically solo. My incredible team are in the Philippines, so they unfortunately can't come with me. It's a lot. It's a lot. I wish I could show you my list right now, but it's a lot. But I said on a Friday, I'm going to the beach at 12 p.m. because the sun is shining and I'm holding on to that last piece of summer. And I gave myself permission. I started this episode with my motto of your to-do list will never be done, but one day your life will be. And I want you to keep that in mind as you move through your days, as you move through your weeks. Give yourself a damn break. You deserve it. And I'm going to be taking a break. I'll be on tour and hopefully I'll see you in your local city, squeeze you in person and have so much fun. And don't you worry, I will be back. But in the meantime, I have over 200 episodes for you to binge. I've had clients scroll all the way back to the start of time, 2020, 4 years ago, and started listening to all of my episodes again from ground zero. There is so much value that I have dropped in here over the years. It's not just 4 years of my entire brain here, but it is my entire business growth journey that I am sharing with you on here. So go back and scroll back. Don't you worry. There is plenty, I promise you. If any of you get through all 200 episodes in the next few weeks before I get back, then I don't know, I'm going to give you a prize. Like, come and tell me if that was you, because honestly, I'm going to give you something because that is seriously incredible. But I will see you in a few weeks and enjoy your break. I hope this episode has brought you so much inspiration, igniting that fire under your butt and giving you some clarity to go and implement into your business right now, because without implementation, there is no reward. So if you have loved this episode, thank you for hanging out with me today. And if you would like to go deeper, I am updating my free trainings all of the time. The link is in the show notes. And these are not your surface level free trainings. These are actual deep trainings that I share with my mastermind students. So if you would like to get some more guidance on your business, then click the link in the show notes and you can dive into some of my free trainings that I'm updating regularly. I'll see you on the next episode.